Welcome to the Grow Well podcast. I'm your host, Dusty Heggie, and the Grow Well podcast has recently went through a change. Formerly, Get Planty podcast is now the Grow Well podcast. But don't worry, so much of the content is going to stay the same, but I'm leaning in to what it means to grow well as a person, to grow well emotionally, spiritually, and maybe even a little bit of business growth. We're going to cover it all, and I'm so excited to bring you along in my own growth process and my process of trying to learn how to enjoy growing well. Each week, I'll bring you actionable houseplant care tips, incredible guests to unpack what it means to grow well, and leave you feeling so encouraged and inspired as you curate your own dreamy houseplant collection. So grab a cup of coffee, snuggle up next to your plants, and let's have an honest conversation about growing well. Today, I have Christina Wilcox, founder of an incredible Instagram community called To Love and To Love, on talking to us about the power of community, some things God is teaching her through her life in just in a season of very much just busyness. And we talk a lot about the guilt and the shame that we tend to feel when life just gets busy, and maybe how to deal with that in some healthy ways rather than just work really hard and put your head down and get the stuff done, but instead learning how to glorify God through that process of seasons of busy. Because let's be real, sometimes life's just going to be busy, and that's how it goes. It's not going to always be a slow, dreamy Instagram life, and that's okay. So we have a really great conversation unpacking what that means. We talk a whole lot about community, a whole lot about the power of sharing our stories and how God can use them for so much goodness. So I'm excited to dive in today to our episode, to our conversation, I suppose, with Christina Wilcox. But before I do, guess what I'm going to say? I am going to encourage you to head to iTunes and leave me a rating and a review. You can find it at Grow Well Podcast, and leave me a rating review there. I know it takes time and effort on your part, but know that I am just over the moon grateful for all of the time and effort you put into it. So thank you. Just so much. Thank you. And then one quick thing before we head in, if you've not already, you can head to dustyheggie.com/quiz, and there I have a really fun, free, for free, yo, houseplant quiz for you that will help to pair you up with a perfect houseplant. It considers your skill level in your home and your preferences, and I have matched you with a houseplant that I believe will be most suitable for you and for your home, and you'll get a few follow-up emails so that you don't kill it when you buy it. And even if you don't love your results, the one in that first email you'll get, just in case you don't super love your quiz results, I'll match you up with three other plants based on your results that I think you're going to really love. So head to dustyheggie.com/quiz to be able to take that. I think I really have loved seeing people's results. So you can share your results on Instagram and tag me at Dusty Heggie or at Grow Well Podcast, because guys, I love seeing your results. It's so much fun. I mean, who doesn't love a personality quiz? This isn't super personality quiz, but it's kind of like a personality quiz. I should make a houseplant personality quiz though. That would be fun. All right, now I'm just rambling again. I always seem to do that right before we dive into the episode, but let's get going into today's episode in my conversation with Christina Wilcox from To Love and To Love, all about community. All right, you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Yeah. So, Christina, do you want to just introduce who you are and what you do?
Yeah, so my name is Christina Wilcox. I am 21 years old, and I live in the Dallas, Texas area. I'm newly married, and I work as a social media manager for a mega church in my area. And I also run an Instagram account called To Love and To Love. And that's kind of my passion project. And yeah, our life is basically living in a super tiny apartment and hustling away. That's basically my life currently.
That's exciting. When did you get married?
I got married this past May, so it's still very, very new.
That is exciting. My husband and I got married in May also.
Everyone gets married in May.
It's a good month to get married, I guess.
I know.
I was just talking to Brian about this. Like, it's funny to me how weddings and things like that go in seasons, because when we plan our wedding, I don't know, I didn't think like, oh, this is when everybody else is getting married, so I'll get married then. It's just that we are all attracted to the similar kinds of patterns and behavior. So I just think it's kind of interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
I'm excited. This year, my husband and I are going to try and go somewhere tropical for our wedding because our wedding anniversary, not anniversary, our honeymoon was awful. It was the literal worst.
Like,
not because of anything he did or I did, but we went and we thought it was before Airbnb. Or if it was there, it wasn't.
Okay.
I didn't really know about it. And so we rented this little cabin that was supposed to be like this beautiful, dreamy little like treehouse getaway. And when we get there, it's just garbage. Garbage everywhere.
Oh no.
We opened up the door to this little cabin and like it hit us with a wave of like musk and mold.
Oh no.
It's like as if the door hadn't been open in, I don't know, 5-10 years. It just smacked us. And so we call and we were like, okay, like it had been a rough day already to get there and like
really
tired.
Where did you go?
It was in Oregon, like up in the mountains. And which is a beautiful area. And we super love Oregon. And it wasn't super far away from us, which is nice.
Yeah.
Could kind of remedy the situation. But we basically paid for 2 honeymoons and didn't really get the one we wanted. So we're hoping for our 5th year anniversary, we can do something super rad.
Awesome. But we went to Jamaica for our honeymoon at this resort called Goldeneye. Mm-hmm. And it is literally the most beautiful place that I have ever been. That was also my first time going out of the country. But if you're looking for somewhere tropical, that place is pretty unbelievable.
That's awesome. That's exciting. That was a huge segue, but it felt very necessary.
Yeah.
Anytime I get the chance to complain about how horrible that honeymoon was. It ended up being really fun. We went to like all of our favorite places and like along the Cannon or along a Oregon coast and went to Cannon Beach and stuff like that. So then we redeemed it, but it wasn't what we had hoped for. That's for sure.
Yeah. That's you have full rights to complain about that.
Thank you. We were like, okay, let's just, as long as, because there was like a little patio with a hot tub. We're like, as long as the hot tub, like water is clean.
As long as the hot tub works.
Yeah. We're like, we'll stay and make it work. But we opened it up and there was like beer cans in there and garbage floating on the top. It was horrible. We were like, yep, we're getting out of here right now.
Oh my gosh.
That's anyways. Awful. Yeah. It was really awful. But tell me about To Love and To Love. I want to hear all about your passion project.
Yes. So I started To Love and To Love, I want to say this past, I guess, February of 2018. And it was actually per the suggestion of my husband or fiance at the time. And I just loved creating community on Instagram, and I loved sharing with women, and I loved empowering and encouraging them. And he suggested, like, hey, why don't you just start something that's like super specific to the people you want to reach, and so that you can just fully like engage with it, you know, and people who want to be involved can like be involved. And at the time as well, it had a completely different name. It was called Gentle and Gracious, and I made this like podcast with it as well. And I still want to do a podcast, but that was definitely put on hold with wedding planning and stuff. And I was also in full-time college as well. I started that. And after we got married, I changed the name to Love and To Love because it felt more, just kind of more like what my actual heart for the account was, which was to love God and love people. Hence To Love and To Love. And I really wanted to encourage women. I've always been super passionate about women pursuing what it is they want to do and to be who they were actually created to be. I truly am an advocate for living the life that you're dreaming of, which sounds super cheesy, but I totally believe it's attainable, and it's something that I wanted to create a resource for women to feel like they actually could achieve the hidden secret dreams, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how are you sort of embodying that mission through this Instagram account? Like, how are you making that happen?
Yeah. So basically right now the flow is kind of all over the place. My life has also been all over the place. And what's really cool about this account is I feel like,
I said, I get that.
Oh yeah. But what's cool is that, I feel like I've learned to authentically show up as myself in the midst of that, because I'm definitely more of a type A planner, and I've really had to completely just adapt to how I'm growing and changing. And I feel like that the freedom to grow and change is reflected in this Instagram account. But in some practical ways, I basically reached out to a bunch of Instagram influencers, some that I knew and were friends with, and people in my own community, and also people I didn't know, like you. Mm-hmm. And I just asked them to share what was on their heart. And I learned so fast that women love to share. Yes, and women love to share what they're passionate about. And really, I wanted to give a platform for women to do that. So that's the main way where To Love and To Love is embodying that, is just the stories of women and a place to come and share those secret dreams and feel safe. And yeah.
That's so exciting. Yeah. I've loved reading the stories that you've shared from different women's and all different paths and walks of life. It's been really incredible to see just the way that God is using you as a launching pad to be able to share what they are doing and what God's doing through them. So it's been really incredible. And that's why I wanted to bring you on the show, because you may not be a plant person, but I think there's so much to learn within growing well. And that's what the Grow Well segment, that's what this segment is all about, is uncovering what it means to grow well as a human, and everything that you're doing and all of the things you're doing and sharing these women's stories gets to be such a cool place where growth happens, which is really incredible.
Thank you for saying that. That's so encouraging to me.
Yeah, you're so welcome. What is your dream big, like, 10-year goal? Where do you want to see this passion project go?
Yeah, so, man, in 5 to 10 years, I would love for this to be a full-fledged organization, and I would love for it to be my full-time job.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily have anything specific as to, like, oh, I want to release this or release that. It's just, I just have this vision that it could be something super special. And I think in 10 years, just like I said, the ability to have it be my full-time job, and also just consistently creating resources and engaging with women all around the world and sharing their story.
Yeah. So what do you think the value is of sharing someone's story?
Oh man. I love stories, so this is hard. I love everything about stories. And I think that I have personally grown. I can say that I have grown probably sometimes the most in my life from another person's story. And I think it just also completely eradicates comparison when you hear someone's heart and you hear who they are and where they've been and where they're going. It makes you want to come alongside them and cheer them on, as opposed to, like, find your flaws or find their flaws. And it also just gives that ability for us to say, me too, and sharing your story in order for someone else to say, me too. Yeah,
we were built and created to live within community.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we really understand the fullness of what God's vision for community really is. Like, clearly we don't get it all the way.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something broken within our church because sin.
Yeah.
But, like, when we get to be intentional about trying to bring it back to God's intent and trying to uncover God's why, like, why community even matters and why connecting with other women or other men in similar walks or in very different walks of life, why there's value in that. I think that's when we got to see some more of God's heart come through and his intent for us and his intent for his people.
For sure. And I think too that, like, social media, I don't think we were ever created or built for the kind of culture we're living in, this digital social media sharing. Like, it's not natural. Like, I don't really think that humans were created with the intent of, like, oh, I'm going to write Instagram captions and all this stuff. I don't know if that makes sense, but, like, I guess a part of my heart too is like, even though social media can be this unnatural thing that can cause a lot of negative outcomes, I, with stories and with To Love and To Love, I want to bring it back to what's natural for us. And what's natural for us is sharing and being with each other. And like you said, just being in community. And I feel like as much as I can uncover God's intent for not only our life, but what it looks like to live in community, I will dedicate my life to that 100%.
Yeah, that's. I think that's a good thing to dedicate your life to being able to make God's name known and bring people together through God's graciousness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. What are some ways that you are practically like pursuing and growing well? Like, how are you pursuing some intentional growth? Cause you're playing a lot of roles right now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It was even worse this past semester because I was working 8 to 5, was doing To Love and To Love. I was taking 16 hours of school. And I was newly married, and I was also a worship leader. I don't recommend doing all those things at the same time. And I definitely don't want to show like, hey, you can do all these things at the same time and do them really well, because you can't. But that's just where I was. And so coming out of that, some ways I'm pursuing intentional growth would be, honestly, I've been doing a lot of decluttering. Mm-hmm. I am probably one of, I declutter all the time. Like, I'm so for getting rid of what is not necessary or what doesn't bring you joy around you, because life is too short to be surrounded by stuff that doesn't matter to you. And so decluttering is a way that I practice intentional growth. Also being in the Word, and I haven't really been in tons of community recently just because of our season of life. And that is a way that I would love to practice more intentional growth, ironically enough. But yeah, just for me, decluttering, also going on little, like, I guess, spontaneous adventures. My husband and I love doing that. And that was kind of one of our goals for 2019, is to really create space for us to just go when we feel like, okay, we need to go and clear our heads. Let's just go and clear our heads. And that for us, we did that actually for New Year's. We drove down to Austin. Like, we decided to go the day before New Year's, and just having that ability to go and do something like that is, I think for me, one of the best ways to practice intentional growth, because I'm personally a very, like, I guess I should say kind of inflexible person. I have a hard time being flexible with change. And so just doing little things like that helps that part of me and nurtures that part of me so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really awesome. I think you mentioned earlier that maybe we're not built to use social media in the way that we use it. And I think that that just goes to show what you were saying about how you are feeling like you're outside of community a little bit. And that's a thing that is hard right now, because I think that the truth of it is we are built for things like social media, because it is social and because it does bring us together. But I think that social media is like a magnifier. So it magnifies the good and it magnifies the bad. And I think that it just makes our sin a whole lot more known to us. And it makes it a whole lot easier to hide behind our highlight reels, which is why I think what you're doing through To Love and To Love is pretty incredible. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show, because I think you have a really incredible platform that God is going to use to do incredible things. Mm-hmm. And also I would encourage you that I don't think it's bad to be in a busy, busy season of life. Like,
oh yeah, because
things are crazy and it sounds like they're slowing down, which is so good.
Yeah, it was so good.
But I think that sometimes things are just going to, I feel like we get a whole lot of pressure that things always need to be slow and dreamy and, you know, packaged in this beautiful, minimal way. But that's not real life. Like, it's never going to be easy. It's never going to always make a whole lot of sense. Like, you're always going to have outliers that are just going to be cluttering up your life. And yeah, I think that what you're doing is so good. Oh my goodness. I am I am so big on the decluttering. I actually just got rid of like 4 boxes of stuff after Christmas with all
yes.
kid toys that I got that they don't need anymore. Oh my goodness. It feels so freeing to like get that out of my house.
It really, it's honestly incredible. Like it is one of, I solely think is it is one of the best things you can do for your well-being.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it just goes to show that, we try and find our value and our worth and our happiness in whether it be in social media or whether it be in our things or whether it be in a community that might not be genuine or good for our souls. But when we can like shift our focus and put it on God and let him be the one who's steering that ship, then all the other pieces get to fall into place and it gets to be a space where we enjoy it a whole lot more.
Oh yeah. Amen. You go.
Thanks. Well, it's all because of what you're doing. It's all the cool things that God's using you to do. So
sweet.
Yeah. What is one thing you really want everybody to remember?
So when you sent this, I was actually kind of confused. Like one thing to remember about like life or me or people or
any of it. Answer any of it. Be creative. Like if when they take their earbuds out or turn the podcast off, if they remember one thing from this whole episode, what's the one thing you hope that they walk away with? No pressure.
No. Oh man. Gosh, even if it sounds cliche, I don't really care. But if there's one thing, if you walk away with one thing from this podcast episode, I just want women specifically to know that, like, you can do it. Those things that you have stirring in your heart and running around in your mind that you think that, like, this could never happen or this is impossible for my life and these are my dreams and I don't think that they're ever going to happen. Like, you can do it. You really can make it happen through intentionality and prayer and just going for it. And I'm such an advocate for people living the life that they feel like they were meant to live. And I just want everyone to know that I truly believe that you can do it and you can live the most full and rich and purposeful life that you have in your head, and it can become a reality. And I also believe that we have the intuition to know how to do that with how God has wired us. I think that he built us in a way to know how to accomplish what he's created us for with his help. And yeah, you can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it. I think the thing that God has really taught me in this season is to allow him to define my success, because I want to do all of these things and I have all of these big goals, and maybe they're things God wants me to do, and maybe they're things that I just want to do on my own and want God to not be a part of, which is where sin creeps in, that
for
maybe
sure.
This goal that I want or maybe this thing I want to do isn't really where God wants me to be, and it's me not paying attention to my creator and being a little bit selfish in that moment. And so asking God to define for me what success is helps me A, like follow where he wants me to go and be so obedient to his calling. And B, it's really just helped me to not feel crappy all the time, because God helps me to celebrate little wins. Like he does not give us a task or ask us to do things or even something as simple as our like devotions to him or prayer. Like he doesn't want to set us up for failure. Like all he wants
to
champion us to success. And when we allow him to define that success, we get to see where that success really is. Like, cause we think that success is, you know, 10,000 Instagram followers, or we think success is a good paycheck or not being in debt, or like, there's so many things that are good things to achieve, but maybe they're not the right success that God has for you. And that's the lesson that he's really been hammering into my less than willing to receive heart. Like I'm having a hard time really letting this lesson sink in. Cause I always want to say like, no, God, like I got this. I'm going to be in charge here. You just stand over there and I'll ask you.
And that's totally,
if I try and pursue my dreams on my own, I'm going to fail every time.
every time. And I think that that's like exactly what you were saying with to love and to love, and having this vision in my head of like what it could be, and realizing that like at the very beginning, I had like, it was a big thing for me to hit 100 followers. Mm-hmm. And it's still so small. Like if you go after this podcast and look at it, I'm still not even at 200 followers yet, which in the eyes of the world, like that's super small. And like, why are you having this girl on the podcast? She's a nobody. But at the end of the day, like those are however many, I think it's like 176, like those are 176 beating, living souls, lives. These women, they're living people and they have lives and they have dreams and they have goals. And like, God has changed my perspective, like you said, of what success and winning is. And winning is getting the 176 women I have following this account to go out and love God and love people in their real life. And if I could just do that with 176 women, like who am I to even do that with 176 women? You know, like it's so humbling, and like allowing God to redefine what winning is for your vision or your dream. Sometimes it's not this big, like you have 100,000 followers and all this stuff. Sometimes winning is connecting with 176 women every day and giving them, a way to love him and love other people well in their everyday life.
Yeah, we think love is a feeling and we think love should come easy, and it doesn't. It's something that mm-hmm. has to be learned and refined and practiced, and it really is so much more than just a feeling. It really is a skill.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always come naturally to us. Or I think maybe more often than not, it doesn't come naturally to us. And being able to practice that within community is how God, I believe, wants us to practice it. How else are you going to practice loving well? How else are you going to practice loving yeah. Christ?
Exactly.
Yeah. I think it's beautiful. This episode is sponsored by none other than me. I have an incredible houseplant foundations course coming your way, and I am 100% pumped by it, guys. As I've been teaching houseplant care, I have noticed such a big theme, and I don't think I ever really saw it coming in the like way that it has shown up. And that is the incredible way that houseplant care can really be self-care, and even deeper than that, it can be soul care. So I would define soul care as more than just that primping and pampering and rest that we take, but it's about digging in a little bit deeper. It's about doing the dirty work and pushing forward in spiritual and personal growth. And I have heard time and time again, people tell me that after they attend my workshop or after they take a course from me or learn from me, that they were going in it to learn about houseplant care, but they left finding a new way to be able to take care of themselves and invest in themselves in a really incredible, life-giving way. So this Houseplant Foundations course called Get Planty, Houseplant Foundations, is a course that's designed to equip you with the foundations, which is more than just the basics, but not so much that you're going to become a botanist, but I want to give you a really good core understanding of houseplant care so that you can bring in new plants to your home with the confidence that you're going to be able to keep that beauty alive. Like, there are some really key things you need to understand, like basic photosynthesis, how and when to water, why light matters, and how to maximize the light within your home. I talk about fertilizer, I talk about pruning, I talk about all of the nitty-gritty houseplant care stuff, and I have it in a really beautiful, easy to digest, maybe not so easy to say, houseplant course. So if you want to get in on this houseplant course at an early bird rate, I'm only allowing 30 people in the course at this rate. So you can head to revivenursery.com/course to get in on that wait list, because the doors won't open for another 2 weeks or so. And when they do, I'm like closing those doors firmly at 30 people. So if you want to get in at the early bird rate, head to revivenursery.com/course to be able to sign up and join the waitlist to get in on the Get Planty Houseplant Foundations course. I really think you're going to love it, and I can't wait to share more about this course as time progresses. But in the meantime, let's dive back into the episode. Okay, so one of the ways I like to wrap up the show is by asking if you have any plant questions. And in your form, you said, yes, help me be a plant lady.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a little bit too broad to answer.
Okay.
So you're gonna have to pick one.
Okay, so I took your quiz,
which
I love, by the way.
Thanks, so funny.
I just want to like compliment you on one, your website, and also just like, I have never felt like I could actually be a plant person until coming across your account and website. Because, so funny enough, my grandma and my dad are like plant people 100%, and they both have green thumbs, and literally everything they touch grows, and I don't understand it because I've made cacti die. And so anyway, when I took your quiz, I got I think it was a snake plant.
Yeah,
I got a snake plant, which I feel like is super basic, but
there's like tons of different varieties of snake plants. So
really?
Oh,
okay. So yeah. I feel like I have an encyclopedia of knowledge right now talking to you. So I guess, because I guess a lot of people probably have this question, and I do too, so I'll just ask it. Where do I start?
Yeah, so buy a plant. There you go.
Just buy a plant.
This is what I always tell people, is to have a really good mindset when it comes to plants. And when you take the quiz, you'll get some follow-up emails if you haven't already, kind of uncovering what that means and what that looks like. Because here's the deal. Like, plants aren't meant to live indoors at all. You're breaking nature's cycle by bringing them inside. That's not where God made them to be. He made them to grow outside. And it's a beautiful gift that we get to grow them inside. And it's really incredible when we get to care for God's creation. Mm. But it's just a plant. Like, they literally grow on trees. It'll be fine. If it dies, go buy a new one. So here's the two things I tell people to keep in mind as they buy a new plant. One, buy a plant. Be wise about the plant you buy and learn about it. So I have some really great resources on my website about snake plant care and about
this
all
the very true, everyone. Go check it out. I read
Thank
it.
Thank you. It's I designed the website myself, and it's probably one of like my most proud accomplishments. I'm constantly changing it and updating it because that's just how all things go in life to get good. Practice, but I'm really excited about it. Anyways, so go to my website. Read all about snake plants. Go to other people's websites. Read all about snake plants on their websites, because everybody is going to write about snake plant care or about any plant care from their point of view. And every home is different. Every lighting situation is different. However you plant your plant, it's different. Like, there are so many varieties of plants. There are so many variations in which the plant can be planted. So keep in mind that it's just a trial and error process. So buy your plant. Do all you can to learn about it. Take it all with a huge grain of salt and just practice.
I love that. That is so helpful and so simple. I feel like that's such a thing too, of like, everyone and their mom on Instagram has indoor houseplants, and they make it look like this dreamy, extravagant, like complicated thing. And literally it's just go buy a plant.
Yeah, just go buy a plant, and then if it dies, don't consider it a personal failure. Just say, well, shoot, that plant died. I'm going to go get a new one. And then maybe learn a little bit more about the plant and consider the light that it's in. Light is probably one of the biggest factors to help a plant grow well. And I have a really good episode. I think it's episode 7 with Gerald Chang, and he uncovers a whole lot and really impacts how much light a plant really needs and how to kind of measure it well. But more often than not, any space in your home that has the most light possible is the right spot for your plant.
Okay.
Because think about it. Like, in your house, there's five walls, because of the roof, surrounding your plant. And there's a tiny little window where light gets to come through. And that, like, blocks off, like, the majority, like, 90% of the light it would be receiving outside. So even in your house, what might be bright light within your house is probably actually low to medium light if it was outdoors.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. And people really freak out about direct versus indirect light. It doesn't really matter a whole lot. If you're living in like the desert, maybe it would matter more.
Yeah.
But for the most part, most people aren't living in those places. And most people have roofs over their heads. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I have one more question, actually, now that we're talking. So our apartment, we have one, it's not even a window. It's basically like, this makes our apartment sound depressing and it kind of is, it's fine, but it's, fine. It's a season, but basically the only real light we have in our apartment mm-hmm. is our sliding doors out to our little balcony. And is that why I got a snake plant? Like, I'm just curious about, or do they do well with like minimal light yes. or what plant does well with like minimal light?
So snake, that's why you got a snake plant. Snake okay, plants cool. will tolerate is the key word, low light. they grow natively in West Africa. So you can't tell me it's low light in West Africa.
Yeah.
Like right on the equator. They are high light in their native environment. Not a whole lot of direct light because they grow on like floor, like canopy floor, canopy is overhead. Like on the floor. So they don't get a whole lot of direct light. But since they're in our homes where we have five walls surrounding it, direct light is fine. And it will tolerate low light, but it probably won't put out a whole ton of new growth. So if you have okay. a snake plant in low light, just know that it will sustain the growth that it's already had. And it might chug along and slowly put out new growth, but snake plants are already very, very, very slow growing, even in like optimal growing conditions. So just bear that in mind. And then, so if I would just say for snake plants, if you want a giant tall snake plant, and they can get really, really, really big. You just have to buy it already big because it okay. won't grow that big within your home, especially if you have low light. It'll sustain that growth well enough. Like it'll be okay. But you have to buy it the size that you already want it to be for snake plants, especially. Yeah.
Okay.
And the other thing I would say is because you have low light, it will also need less water than what it would need in its native environment. Because the way photosynthesis works is it all is a balance. Balancing sunlight, water, and carbon dioxide all sort of in tandem, like working together. And if it has a ton of sunlight and then a tiny bit of water and it doesn't balance out like the plant specifically needs, then it will basically starve the plant because it can't create glucose through that process of photosynthesis. So just understanding that balance is really important. So for snake plants, you want that soil to dry out nearly 100% of the way, and then you water really, really well. Like water it deeply so that all the soil is nice and wet. And I also suggest using a succulent cacti potting soil.
Well, that was very helpful.
Good, yeah, because they are technically succulents. They like hold the okay. water like the mushy parts of their leaves. That's why their leaves are stiff like that. They're like hard.
Oh, I feel like I'm listening to a podcast right now. I'm like, well, you kind of are. Getting all this information. This is awesome.
Good, yeah, wow. I'm glad it's helpful. Yeah. So go buy a succulent. That's your homework.
Okay.
Or not a succulent. Snake plant. Snake plant.
Yeah.
But buy a snake plant and remember to get the right size that you want it to be. Like if you want okay. it to be big. And then put it by that sliding glass door.
Yeah. Through the little sliver of light through the blinds that we have.
Put it right there.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, okay. Last question. What is one thing, anything in the whole world that's just making you so super happy?
Okay. So honestly, today is making me very happy. The weather is a lot warmer than it has been. Like this entire week has been just, I feel like if depression manifested into weather, it would be what we experienced this week. It was just so, so cold, so rainy, so awful, and not really normal for Texas weather.
That's every day here in the Pacific Northwest.
Really? Oh my gosh.
100% yes. Especially fall and winter and half of spring.
Do you have what is it called? Is it a happy light? Like, do you use any of that kind of stuff?
I don't have one, but seasonal depression here in the Northwest is intense.
Really?
Yeah, like for real, yeah. Almost every doctor ever is going to tell you to take some vitamin D here.
That's crazy. Yeah. So.
But I do love it. I love it here. It's pretty. Just kind of a very big downside. Anyway, yeah, tell me more about Texas and what you're loving right now.
Yeah. So, the warm weather today. I also just started watching Tidying Up with Marie Kondo on Netflix, and I binge watched it last night and started reorganizing my entire life. And that is bringing me so much joy. I'd never heard of her until her show came out, which I think I'm a little late to the party, but she's incredible. And that has been making me super happy.
Netflix super wants me to watch it. It keeps putting it up in my
really
life. Netflix. You have like, you need to watch this.
It's crazy. I felt like so this just shows like how much I love decluttering. But as she would go through people's houses and like completely change their lives, like I cried so much watching this show because it was like people, their relationships and like the whole environment shifted when they reorganized their life, and I was just like, this is so amazing. It's so emotional. And why am I crying at someone organizing books in a shelf? But anyway, yeah, I think I wrote something else down in the questionnaire, but I don't remember what I put.
You said your husband and weekends off.
Yes. So my husband has been working weekends, and I work weekends too, but he's been working weekends at his job the entire time he's had his job. And he just transitioned over to where he is weekends off for good. And so today is the first weekend where he has that. And that's also just very happy. So woohoo.
Yay. It's really great when your schedules align better.
Yes. So nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It is nice. Well, I'm so happy you're here. Can you tell everybody how they can find you and get involved with To Love and To Love?
Yes. So you can find me on Instagram, myself at Christina, Christina, S Wilcox. And you can find To Love and To Love on Instagram at To Love and To Love. I don't have a website for To Love and To Love yet, but that is in the works. And also to get involved, feel free to DM me or email me at ChristinaSWilcox@gmail.com with your story and a photo of yourself. I would love to share your heart and have a platform where you can feel like you're heard. And yeah.
Yeah, I'll have all of her links in the show notes at revivenursery.com/podcast. And it should also be in whatever podcast player you're listening to. You should be able to scroll up and see all the links there. But Christina, thank you so much for coming on and for featuring me on To Love and To Love and for your heart. I'm really proud of you.
Aw, Dusty, you're the nicest person ever. This is so cool. Thank you for having me on the show and for loving To Love and To Love and for seeing potential in it. It means so much to me.
Yeah, you're welcome, girl. You're doing good things. Look at you chasing your dream.
Thank you. You can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it too.
Yay.
All right, that wraps up today's episode. I hope that you had some really wonderful aha moments, and if anything, just got your wheels turning on ways that you can share your story and ways that you can love on your people well, just using the things that God has already taught you and brought you through and equipped you with. I hope that you head to dustyheggie.com/quiz and find a good houseplant for you to bring into your home, and that you consider things like light and how to maximize it as best you can. If you want some help to be able to do that well, make sure you join the waitlist for the Get Planty Houseplant Foundations course, because truly every home is different, every plant is different, and every environment that every plant is in is gonna be a lot different. So the purpose of the course is to equip you with foundations to be able to adapt well and grow well right alongside your houseplants, so that you can bring whatever plant you so choose, knowing that you're bringing the right plant into your home and that you have the right mindset and the right expectations, and that you can give that plant the care that it needs to grow really well and to enjoy the growth process. So if you want to join the waitlist, head to dustyheggie.com and you can find all of the information there to learn more about Get Planty and get on that waitlist, because remember, I am closing the doors at 30 people for this first time through so that I can be really, really focused on teaching you well and equipping you with the information that you need to grow well. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Don't forget to head to iTunes. You know what to do there. And take a screenshot of this episode if you can and tag at Grow Well Podcast on Instagram so that other people can listen in too, because I'm going to be honest, I'm not super wealthy and you guys are my marketing team. So I'm going to need you to step it up a little bit. Like, this is your call to action. need your help. Please tell more people about the Grow Well podcast and get it in their earbuds so that we can all grow well as a community. I have some really incredible content planned for the future, just opening up some very honest, raw, real conversations about growth and what it means to grow well. Don't worry, we're still going to talk about plants and goodness, but my heart is not to be known for plants, but my heart is to be known for honest conversations, for not shying away from the hard stuff, and for looking at things from a perspective that helps us to dig a little deeper and to be honest and see the truth. So that's my goal for Grow Well Podcast, and that's my goal for overall for my business, and I'm so excited that you get to be right alongside me through this journey. So make sure you head to iTunes, leave me a review, take a screenshot of this, take the quiz. You got lots of homework today. And thank you so much for hanging out with me. I hope that this week you have such a good week and that you can just grow well.